Hello, welcome to Universal Soul Love.
This is Lana Love.
And this is David Love.
Great to have you on our show.
Yep, and today we have our special guest, Patrick McCormick, with Rebecca. Patrick is a spiritual teacher and a channeler of an intergalactic entity known as Kartrom, and he's a good friend of ours that within our network and within the spiritual community, and we're really excited to have him today. We did have some technical difficulties getting started, but as always, we're pushing right through it, and we're really excited to do this show, as I said, and we'd like to have Patrick come right on and introduce himself to Rebecca, and tell us a little bit about yourself, Patrick, and or how you know, your background.
Hello, everybody, and thank you very much for having me on the show. It's very exciting. And right now I'm traveling between Columbus and Cleveland. And so it was a perfect time to do this. And Kartrom was a being that came to me in 1994 that actually was, helping with some time work. Because the timelines were noticed to be off. I was working with correcting them because it appeared the divine plan was being interfered with. So it was time to bring in some heavier stuff. So Kartrom showed up, and he's from the realm of essence near the central sun. If anybody wants to look at what that looks like, they can look up the Fermi bubbles, F like in Frank, E-R-M-I, and that's the Fermi telescope, and NASA has created a wonderful rendering of that. So that's Kartrom, and he's been with me ever since, about 3,000 events and sessions now, helping people and improving their lives and connecting them with the divine energy.
Wow, this is really amazing. I'm blown away by this. Tell us a little bit about how you came to be associated with Kartrom. I do know you, of course, and we network together through various spiritual leaders in the community. But I think our listeners would love to hear how this all came to be and what you're doing, what your vision is and that sort of thing.
Basically, we were doing some time work, and that was after doing several sessions and finding out that there was a deviation in the destiny patterns of mankind, and certain beings called light workers were really being thrown off, and it seemed artificial, like it wasn't real, because there's a divine plan that I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard of before. And so it appears that there was an artificial interference, and so Kartrom decided to come through, and I had brought through several beings before, everywhere from angels to engineers from motherships and stuff. And so it was time to just bring in something really big. And Kartrom, he's got a council of five that he made himself a part of. Well, he split himself into five personalities to watch the timeline about 10,000 years ago. And it was because at some point in time, the manipulation of the continuums was going to be so great, but they didn't exactly know when. Relatively speaking, and it was in 1994 that it got to be so intense that it was time for some much larger intervention to come through.
Okay. So, Patrick, tell us, how did you sort of get started initially with spirituality, what was your sort of journey from the very beginning? Can you start there maybe? And then sort of how that leads up to where you are working with Kartrom as your sort of higher source?
It was up until 1987, there was no... I was a regular 3D kind of guy, as they would call. And so there was no real connection that I had with spiritual stuff very much. I was always curious. But then in 1987, during a thing called the Harmonic Convergence, I happened to be sleeping at a vortex called Bell Rock. And I was using a very large crystal as a pillow. And that's when I went through my major spiritual transformation that some people would almost call a walk-in experience. But it was not a walk-in. It was more like drop him off from the ship at a high rate of speed and leave quickly. More type of experience. And so then it was
Patrick,
led me to Hawaii. Yes?
Did you say you were using a crystal as a pillow?
Yes, I had a 45-pound selenite, and advice to anybody, it's not the best thing to use as a pillow unless you want a really wild evening.
How interesting.
Okay, and so go ahead and continue with your... just realize that a lot of our listeners, and even myself, although I'm familiar with a lot of the terms that you're using and a lot of the, many of our listeners may not, and you may want to just sort of explain each, event and what those things mean, in a way that...
Okay.
Because a lot of our listeners do not, associate with, Galactic Federation, that sort of thing, that... because we sort of have a really broad spectrum of guests.
Put it this way. There's a certain set of guardians that have always monitored this world and from the higher realms. And this place is kind of an experimental hologram. And so there's the different dimensions and different realms that do this. And there's these beings from the realm of essence. From the central part of the galaxy, and the Fermi bubbles is a great image which shows the gamma and X-ray and radio fields, which are 50,000 light years across in the near the central sun of our Milky Way. And so these beings have been monitoring this, and Earth is kind of like a repository for souls to come and go through some of the final stages of evolution. In fact, a lot of the souls that couldn't go quick enough for some of their worlds actually wound up here because the Earth offered herself to be something that would further the evolution of those souls that were taking longer. And so there was a lot of...
Okay. So it's a patch of dead dust, isn't it?
When you talk about spiritual evolution, I take it.
Revolution, evolution is only one letter apart. The evolution was because these souls, a lot of them, and a lot of people will notice that there's an inordinate amount of shadow, a lot of density and darkness. And it's basically a place for the souls here to get back to a level of balance because, in essence, we are all co-creators. And we create things every day.
Sure.
And so it's those beings that got off track a little bit that kind of went into, it's not really a rehab or a prison or an education system. It's kind of like a little bit of
We take it as a
learning rehab.
Yeah. We do take it as a learning experiment. Life is certainly a learning experience. And I know what you mean. That's true. Sorry to interrupt you. Keep going.
Oh, and so, politically correctly speaking, you could just say that this is a place for souls to get back into balance. And it's important to also know the difference between what a soul and a spirit is and all that. So very briefly, the spirit is kind of like the raiment or the cloth that a soul can adorn itself with. And upon that is fashioned the intellect, which comes from the characters and experiences and stuff. And so there's all of these other types of contracts and covenants and agreements and experiences that are scheduled to help these souls go through it. So this is a place where it can be more intense, that's for sure. And there's a very great repository of the shadow because that too was clear.
Yep. I understand that. We do understand tests and challenges and trying to overcome those things and improve upon ourselves. With personal growth, that's certainly something that Len and I work with quite a bit and with others. And so that certainly resonates with us.
Patrick, can I ask you, when did you understand all of this? You're obviously a very evolved being, and I'm really blown away by you have a galactic view of the world.
Yeah, that was my question as well.
When did knowledge come to you?
That little hit and run for me where they kind of said, don't let him back on the ship, was a real quick expose. And the next day, I had three people say, boy, you're not in your body. And for a guy who's into just the 3D world, it's like, well, if I'm not in my body, where in the heck am I? Because I thought that was the only place you could be. And so that began a very accelerated evolution. And in fact, for about 10 years on in Hawaii, where I and Cartron then helped prototype and refine, along with other people, this process of the divine sciences that we're bringing in now through public events and other things, so introduce people all the way from that to train and refine them back into their God training and God soul. Almost like a one lifetime a month of evolution is very accelerated for about 10 years. And so it was this that led to a very, I wouldn't recommend that to anybody, but it happened and now here we are.
And, I understand that completely. That's a psychic awakening or a spiritual awakening. And I went through something very similar where I connected with my higher power as well. And I met Dr. Dui. She was a mutual friend of ours. Dr. Dui Bing. A wonderful woman who we've had her on our show as well. So we have that connection. And certainly this is a great connection, and we have a great network between all of these people that we share these experiences with. And so my question is, I guess, how do you communicate, or how does Cartron communicate through you, and what is that like? And you have Rebecca, you mentioned, so we're curious about, you know, how this works.
Yeah, Rebecca is here. We're traveling. She's like the director of social media now on Facebook and stuff, and she's helping Cartron get out there. Rebecca does something called cellular memory healing, and maybe she can just briefly mention it for you.
Hi. Cellular memory. Hello. Hi. I do cellular memory healing, which works with 9 different cellular memory areas that contain lower vibrations. Like, for example, there are points that store where guilt is stored, and it'll remove negative imprints, and then an angel will come in and reprint that cellular memory with innocence. There's a cellular memory point for fear, which is in the kidneys, and a different angel will come in and remove that imprint and re-imprint it with safety. And it's really important because it helps keep us from having to reincarnate and keep having those same patterns throughout lifetimes. Because, like, if you've had them through several lifetimes, they can, like, reappear. And some of them will come through in this lifetime for healing. But it's pretty amazing and pretty powerful, and I'd be glad to give a demonstration of that if anyone wants that. And I also work with a large solar angel that I probably first made contact with in 2005 that really started coming in this year, and I actually had a prophecy that I would work with someone and combine the energies, and Patrick and I met this year in March, and so a lot of times we combine it together, the large angel that I work with and with Cartron, and some it can be really catalytic and powerful. So
well, Rebecca, so I guess what you're saying is that this process is like a shortcut rather than having to go through, you know, thousands of reincarnations.
And
I guess it's really interesting that you're saying that you're actually working with angels, together with them. So mm-hmm. it's humans and angels are working together to, I guess, heal others. That's amazing.
I've certainly studied cellular memory, and I've written about it in one of my books, and but I'm not familiar with it this way, changing patterns within the consciousness of the cells in order to sort of make that evolution happen. So that's an interesting way of thinking of doing that process.
Did you say, Rebecca, you could give us a demonstration? What, today, perhaps?
To put it really simply, just think of that those issues and the energy, and sometimes people call it karma, can get compacted as patterns and energetic charges, even in the cellular mm-hmm. level and in genetic levels, and it can be carried from one mm-hmm. generation to the next. And so these things, charges, can be there, and the idea is these angels, there's actually different angels for different points, and they come in, they literally unlock that little toolbox of those charges, take out the weird patterns, and they bring it in. So yes, it is like a shortcut.
Yeah, it re-imprints. Yeah, it re-imprints them, and then as it things keep clearing out, it prevents the same situations from happening again, or for you to keep attracting the same negative situations. Yeah, and also, I do a lot of work. Yeah, and also, yeah. And we do a lot of work with the soul star, which is about four feet above the crown chakra, which contains the entire blueprint for our soul's mission, sort of like an architect map for a house, and for your destiny. So with that, when that's cleared out, it can help you to remember, like, oh, what did I want to do in 2014 or 15, and helps bring it into remembrance. And yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Okay, now, do people have to sort of go into a bit of a meditative state in order for this work to take place, or can it just take place while you're sort of in the beta level where you're more conscious and aware?
Conscious and aware, yeah. We've been doing some remote, and they've been pretty, with some really amazing results, and we have Cartron come through.
Okay.
Is it, I'm wondering, Patrick, is it at all possible that for our show that you might be able to channel Cartron so we can actually speak to him? Does it work like that?
Yes. You know, if you really want to experience this, what we've been doing is, see, Cartron started out with philosophy after scanning all of the philosophies and beliefs and religions and systems and everything else, that he basically took it, just kind of slid it all off the table, and he said, what is the most simplest common denominator that everybody has? And he came up with three colors and three primary methods or systems to bring in that divine energy from the realm of essence. And so it was basically the God gate, the pillar, and the and this still point within. And then the three colors are the gamma rays, which are the lavender field of the transformation in the central sun area. And then there was the cobalt, which is the X-ray energies. That's a divine foundation frequency. And then Saint Germain's color are the primary colors. So basically, it got it down to three different things. And the philosophy is a practical divinity at all times. If you can put it in your gas tank, if you can pay your rent with it, if you can apply it in your daily life, then it's something that really you can take it home no matter where you are or who you are. Otherwise, it's another philosophy. So it was designed to always make it as simple as possible.
Sure. So what we do now
is we just do demonstrations on the radio, and Cartron opens up the divine quantum fields so that you guys and everybody listening can be a part of it. And you see, in the quantum state, you're all one with it. He'll just start working and demonstrating the quantum energy right where everybody is, wherever they are in the world.
So you can actually do a demonstration with Cartron, and that will affect all of us listening. Wow.
And does that have to do with the cellular memory Becca was just explaining to us in this process that you just explained with the colors as well? Or...
Yeah, so basically what Cartron has been doing is teaming up with this Dominion or the Solar Angel that Rebecca has, and using it as a conduit, that being, to then really, really, really open up. In other words, everybody on the show tonight could get a kind of like a cellular reprogramming, clearing out the stuff that sometimes is stuck, and then just to give a quick demonstration, a real simple thing, so that everybody can feel this, because practical divinity should be able to be felt and brought in. And regardless of how much people feel or sense or see psychically, you know, just to say, hey, you can do this. And then to show them how they can start changing their lives and the world for the better with it.
Okay, I think that would be great. Why don't you just go ahead and, you know, you do what you think needs to be done here, you know, as far as divine intervention goes. And, you know, we'll let you take the platform and, you know. Does sound good, Lana?
Yeah, sounds wonderful.
Go ahead, and you two can show it. Give us your demonstration. I'm sure our listeners are.
Cartron is going to get everybody's permission, and so everybody consents who wants to. And Rebecca's going into a certain state right now to access the angelics, because now it's going to take more than just the angels here in a quantum state. You know, there's no distance between us. We're all one in that divine reality. And so Cartron's going to come through, and he's going to say hi, and let's see what happens.
Okay.
David?
Yes.
Oh, hello. The signal might have been weird. We are adjusting and calibrating the technical network so that we have a better signal. And we are not going to pass this energy through the Earth technology because we have broken it before. And,
okay.
And so how are you guys doing this evening or today, wherever you are?
We're great, and we're really excited to have you here, and this is really amazing. I haven't spoken with a channeled being this way, so this is really a novel experience for me.
I'm so excited. You sound quite different to Patrick.
You actually do, yes.
So you're an interdimensional, intergalactical being. Pleased to meet you.
very much so.
Yes, and so for everyone that is observing, if you give consent, we will then also be interacting with your energies, and we will be giving full disclosure before anything is done. And so what we are doing right now is we are opening up the quantum field for everybody, and it is only the divine that we will be working with. And so we are scanning right now all of the processes so that you guys can then be a part of this quantum field, the unified field or the energy of God that is always there. But often in the third dimensional realm, you are not so aware of it because the brain and the third dimensional sensories that you have, the five senses, are not designed to see the universal unseen of the quantum state. And so we are opening up these fields right now so that you guys can really start getting into a level of calmness. We are scanning right now. We are getting that everyone is consenting. And just realize, everybody, that this is not something that is apart from you. We are opening up. We have created three things. This being has designed called the God Gate, a pillar of transformation within, and a still point. We will be actually activating three, the two primary ones first. And so just realize now, and you can just feel this. If you feel it, then great. If not, just imagine it, that it is time now to see a God Gate opening in the veil above your heads. And so wherever you are in the world or listening on this show, and in fact in the future, we are recording this in relative real time so that when you do observe this, you will have this experience going on with the energy work. And so it does not have to happen in this now. It can happen in another. So are you guys ready to start experiencing some energy work?
Absolutely.
I certainly am. I'm Aaron.
Okay, we strongly recommend that you take up smoking, unfasten your seatbelts, and loosen the cargo netting on your shuttle bays so that everything will fall apart when you start waking up. That is an attempt at Earth humor and not travel advice.
Very good. I appreciate that.
Oh, good, David. You are laughing. That means your brain is disconnecting, so we can really start opening up the hood and checking your oil, checking your plugs, kicking your tires. And for anybody else who's stuck in their mind, we are going to create workarounds with this divine energy. The closest thing to consider it for those who are new to this is just to feel what it's like. And if you want a place in your body, use the heart. We are now going to be invoking, for those who wish, the cellular memory angelic councils. And in the quantum state, just realize that we are all basically in the same council, in the same room. And so you guys are having this done to you right now. The angels are entering into your rooms. These are the angels that are assigned to the divine councils and all of this. And so these angels are there to help basically remove the paradigms of dysfunction and shadow and the charged energies that come with it in the lower polarized reality that you were all then kind of thrown into and going through since the whole yuga of the last 13,000 years, since the last time the Earth flipped over 13 millenniums ago. And so this is now opening up and giving us access in a greater level. For those who want, just simply relax and allow the angels to enter into your space. for those who are wanting this. This is a great time to release all of those stresses and strifes and everything else that's not working, the pains, the polarities, the charges, the traumas, dramas, intensities and densities, and just relax as the angels now enter into your space. We are also going to be kind of leaving Kansas and getting way past Oz here by opening up a God gate above your heads right now. And the way we can do this is because we know it. You see, in the quantum state, you guys, if you know it, then it is. And if it is, then you know it. So there is no difference from the great quantum energy of that in the cosmos and your own abilities if you are one with it. Does that make sense?
Yes,
very good. I am familiar with that, yes.
Okay, let's rock and roll then. Ooh, you guys so signed up for a fun time tonight. Okay, this is a time to do some cleaning right now, because right now, astrologically, the astrological engineers have set this up to be a bunch of fire signs in this second of the grand tetrad, and realize that the astrological configurations for the last few years, consider it all one astrological redesign and re-architecturing program. The engineers of reality of the former paradigms were interfered with, and that's why this being came in. And so this is kind of like the astrological engineers to come in and open these things up. So if there's a lot of intense as energies going on with you, just ride with it. You are being re-engineered. In this case, the second of the grand tetrad was kind of like the phoenix, where your lives were basically burned up where they were, and you had the intensity of the density and anything that is not balanced come up into your lives. And so it's like, ah, but at the same time, you had this cooling energy of Venus and the Libra of the balance to come in. So we are going to be using those as a carrier frequency. Now we're going to hook into the consciousness matrix of everyone. The God gate will be 4 feet above through the veil of separation. That is what the soul goes through, called the veil of forgetfulness, when it has to come in to remember to forget to incarnate. If a soul knows everything and it came into a human body, it couldn't play polarity very well, because it would already be at the end of its life, because it would know everything. So now we are going to just open these gates made of the lavender frequency. This is the lavender energy of the gamma field. See this as a geometric gateway. And now we are going to take this, and we're going to put in a pillar of transformation of the same lavender or pink-purple. This is not Saint Germain's energy. Now descending the size of a pencil down through your bodies, counterclockwise, okay? This is rotor-router time. Okay, now we're going to increase the spin about 9 times, 900%, counterclockwise, and extend this pillar to the size of your God gate. Okay, now, if you feel it or not, just imagine it and just sense this energy. And we are seeing if it's compatible for everybody. And if it's new for you, then just watch. If you don't want to participate, just let the angels know and tell them, no, thank you. I don't want an upgrade in my destiny today. I'll just stand by and go have a cup of coffee and see what happens to everyone else. Ha ha. And so we are going to now take this energy. Now that we have some working fields, the quantum energy vibrations, these are literally radiations of the divine. And so to familiarize yourself, the winter solstice is when the galactic center is opened up to your solar system here, when it lines up and becomes parallel with the galactic center, and for 8 minutes you get blasted with this energy. Well, now we're bringing it in right now. And so we got this energy, and it is not relegated to the laws of the third dimension. So now, everybody, it's time to take this energy, and we're going to blast this through your whole lives, and anything that's not working, anything that's heavy, anything you're ready to let go of, just now let this energy go through your past, your whole incarnation, and for those who know this, to go even further to the other lives. Because a lot of you do carry genetic luggage from your ancestries, and it's time to open up. You might feel a great core opening within you. We are going to be landing a pearlescent pillar now, and this will allow the angelics to come in. Consider yourself like a fractal pillar, and it's opening up in two different directions from within to without, counterclockwise and clockwise. This then will give the angelics access to all of the genetic imprintations that are there, the hindrances and the imperfections, the flaws, and all of these things. Now that are ready to go, you can then let them go. So the angels are accessing them, and we are sending this quantum energy of the lavender purple back through your lives like this. Okay, so now we're going to bring in Archangel Michael to open the portal to the Grand Hall of the Archangels, and we're going to have them come in, because it's time now to have the angels, perhaps thousands of them, now come in to all the listeners and to go into your pasts and anything that was dense or heavy or negative or wasn't supposed to be or violent or really just not good. It's time to let that go. And even though it happened in the past, it is still accessible to us in this now, because we are in the quantum state. So now it's time to let the angelic engineers to come in and unprogram those things, the charges and the heavinesses, the bitternesses and all that sadness. Time to let that go. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're very good.
Okay. So now, everybody, let that energy go. See it surrounding it in a juxtaposed state. The quantum field, as it surrounds it, separates it, so it is no longer stuck. A past experience that has a charge, you know, gets boom, you have an intense density, and then it can be there as a foundation with your current issue. The idea is to shift the foundations of all of these patterns, so that then they no longer have a source of the polarity and the intensity and then density. So now, everyone, on the count of three, you're going to give a collective breath. And so, one, two, three, nice deep breaths. The angels are all sweeping this free now. It's time to clear out your whole past and give it up to God through the gate. Okay, Soleil, now start working on the points. We are bringing in the Dominion Angel. We almost apologize, but you guys so asked for this, to have it so quick. So right now she is working on the points for the glasses that people wear, touch above the ears. That is for guilt, right?
Yeah, and also this is also Archangel Raphael coming in, and we're going to send this out to everyone. Right where the glasses would sit above each ear, about the size of a quarter, is the area that holds this memory, and we're going to have this angel come in and remove any of those imprints collectively and with this group, and then re-imprint that area with innocence.
Okay, so now allow that angel to go in, and anybody that's feeling any heaviness, any encumbrance, any bad feelings around that, feeling guilty, then just allow that, and they're going to come in and bring in a divine innocence right now. Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're also going to send back a blast of some violet energy of Saint Germain for those of you who've had kind of intense or violet energy. So the violet energy of Saint Germain is alchemical. It transmutes, whereas the lavender energy, the pink purple, transforms. And so we use the transmutation once in a while. How are you guys doing right now? Please report.
Good.
I'm feeling great.
Yeah, I'm feeling quite peaceful, wonderful, but also somewhat overwhelmed by all the almost scientific sort of descriptions that you're using. I'm just quite overwhelmed by all of this.
But it's
Well, we could talk slower like this. Hello, how are you? And so now Rebecca, through the angelic matrix, is now touching right above the forehead by the third eye. And what does that do, Rebecca?
Okay, right in the forehead, there's two points about the size of a quarter. I'm right in the third eye area, and this is Archangel Gabriel coming through. And these are to remove any imprints of distrust, and even times where it's say if someone trusted their own intuition and then they kind of got burned by it and they thought they were doing the right thing, and this angel will come in and re-imprint that area with trust.
And so just allow this. Now, what we've been doing with the Dominion Angelics is going way beyond the cellular memory science that was given to the electrical engineer who wanted to go way beyond Reiki, who created this. Is it called the IET or something? Mm-hmm. And so what we've done is we've opened up the Dominion level. So now it's time to take the heaviness of your ancestors itself, and through you as a carrier wave, you, the future descendant, to open this up and allow your ancestors to also get these cellular memory points done. Rebecca has now switched to the points right above, where is that?
Right below the collarbone, and this is Archangel Celestina coming through, and these are to remove any imprints of guilt, or I'm sorry, of shame or low self-esteem, which is a pretty common thing these days. And this gets re-imprinted with spiritual pride, kind of where you really feel good about yourself and know that you're a divine being. And also, when this imprint is blocked, people can block really good things from coming into their lives without realizing it. So we're going to clear this out now.
And so the pride that Rebecca has mentioned is not egoic or anything. It is not an intellectual type of pride. It is a sense of confidence, of a divine peace that then allows for yourself to be able to embrace and receive the power of your own true identity of the divine. And so so the angels are really giving you guys a workout. She just switched to the back of the neck.
Okay, this is a really important one. The back of the neck, and this is also still Angel Celestina, and this is to remove any imprints of threat. It could be real or imagined. And a lot of times people will store past life memories in this back of the neck area. And when this gets removed, it's re-imprinted with support, and you actually will find a lot of people supporting you in your life. You'll draw more of those people in rather than the others.
And so you guys are getting tag-teamed today by the divine.
We are. There's a whole team involved. It's amazing.
I typically do. We do get a lot of divine inspiration and intervention on our end every day. This is more than...
David, you are such a target of opportunity by having this show.
It's beautiful. It's really lovely. I'm absolutely blown away. I need to sit you down sometime and talk to you for 8 to 10 hours about all these different dimensions, all these different angels, all these, you know, entities that we are not aware of, and all these energy channels. It is amazing.
Okay, we better let you continue.
Yes, so now we have these, you see, what's coming up now is basically everything of the full spectrum of reality. You see, as this would be considered the end times and beginning times, we are literally looking at which paradigm or...
Patron, we've got 2 minutes left on the radio show. I'm not sure what to do.
Unfortunately, we've got about 90 seconds in 3D time.
Can you you know, focus this, like, for another 1 minute?
Yes, okay. So now, everybody, we're going to imprint this in. The points that Rebecca is going to continue through the divine angels, she's going to continue when we get off air. What we're going to do is we're going to open up your destiny cycle, and we're kind of doing this backwards. So your soul star is going to be that, and it's going to imprint these things. And for the plug or whatever... you can look on the Facebook for Cartron. And David, if there is more things, then we can surely return.
Yes, we will definitely have you for another show. This was really amazing, not what I was expecting.
Really love to.
Yes, let's speak, and we'll do this again. I'll speak with you after the show, and we're really, really privileged to have you, and I know you'll continue on with this demonstration, which was just...
Thank you. And I think your website is www.cartron.org, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, and also I just realized that it's time for a new possibility for you, so you can jump paradigms into a new divine plan. This is the level of reality that you as light beings deserve.
Fantastic.
So we are
30
here.
30 seconds, Ben.
Thank
you so much, Carson, and the angels, and thank you for everyone listening. I hope you feel
this amazing positive energy.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm feeling it. Okay, bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you very much, Patrick, Rebecca, and Carson.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a nice day.
Okay.
Thank you.